It's Thursday morning, and today we are joined by Nigel Harmon. Morning, Nigel Harmon. A little bit of a round of applause there.
I'm clapping myself.
Yeah. Well, yourself absolutely. No, if you can't big up yourself, no one else is around to do it for
true,
you. Although,
true.
I don't know, when you were coming in, did you hear some of the screams from the gals in the typing pool?
No, not really.
Oh, it is him! Like that.
Which one was he?
And then one of them said to me, oh, that's Nigel Harmon. What's he doing in? And I went, well, he's coming for an interview. And she looked blankly at me for ages. And I went, for the radio. Oh, right. I think she thought you were here for a job interview.
Yeah. Maybe the receptionist.
Maybe, yeah. It was empty. There were cutbacks, but I'm sure they'd find the money for Harmon as a receptionist. Yeah. Because that would be quite... That would give us bragging rights amongst all the other radio stations based in the area. So you're in Leeds at the moment because you're obviously directing Shrek the Musical, the tour. And are we right? This is the first place outside of London that Shrek the Musical has actually been on so far.
Yeah. I mean, we're... starting a 2-year tour, and we had sort of venues to choose from, and the Grand came up, and everyone went, we have to go there. People of Leeds have been incredibly welcoming. As I walk into work, people stop me and go, we're coming to see your show tonight. And they all sit and chat, and how's it all going? And it's been incredibly friendly.
I don't know how you fared up last week. I'm a little bit concerned about Thursday night's performance last week.
Okay.
Well, we were supposed to be there last Thursday night, four of us, which meant that there were four empty seats because News Katie kept saying, as long as we're there by 7:30, we'll be all right. And obviously, we got there at 7:30 and we were half an hour in. So if that put the cast off, I'm really sorry.
It absolutely did. That's all anyone talked about, was you turning up late.
Because it wouldn't have been too bad if it was two of us. There were four of us. There were four empty chairs, probably in the middle of the whole auditorium. I can only apologise about that.
I nearly did that on the first preview.
I left
to go and have tea, thinking, well, I must be back by 7:30.
Oh, my God, I'm not the only one, then.
And then, luckily, I heard on the tannoy backstage, this is your half an hour call, and I went, that's a bit early. So, luckily, I was there, because I would have missed it, too.
From your point of view as the director of a show like Shrek, I mean, what's the deal? You have to see... Do you then have a debrief after each show?
We speak to the technical department, and I get together after the show, and then I'll get together with the cast the next day, and then we rehearse little bits and just carry on going, really.
When we went to see it, Princess Fiona's skirt nearly came off. I don't know who was responsible for that, but I hope you had worse.
Yeah. Well, one night it didn't come. She takes it off at the beginning of the second half and it didn't come back. The idea was she does a big dance number and then they put it back on her so she can carry on the scene and do a whole nother number, and she's on stage for another about 10 minutes and it never reappeared, so she had to do the whole thing in a sort of beaded sort of hot pants, which the dads absolutely love.
I'm not a dad, but I love it. I'll take that. I thought it was great.
Now, I went to see it when it was in London 3 years ago when you were playing Lord Farquaad, which you won an Olivier Award for.
Yeah.
Lord Farquaad's quite short in it, and he spends a lot of time on his knees.
It's performed by Gerard Kerry out here, and he does the whole show on his knees, his song and dance routine, and
It's hilarious, but doesn't bite the end of it?
It's actually okay on your knees. The knees part are fine because you've got padding. It's what happens is it's your back, ultimately, that takes a problem.
So what happens if you're doing that and you're putting yourself through that every single day, do you then have, like, physiotherapy every single day before you go on?
I had 2 hours of physio a week.
Right.
And Gerard does the same. He's quite often in physio.
Wow.